This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Deadly storms keep pummeling parts of the nation. Much of the town of Greenfield, Iowa, has been destroyed. It's southwest of Des Moines. The AP's Donna Warder.
The storm killed several people when it ripped through Greenfield, Iowa, Tuesday, leaving destroyed homes, crumpled cars, and splintered trees. Sergeant Alex Dinkla of the Iowa State Patrol says they're still counting the dead.
If there are any family members or friends that are unable to reach any loved ones, encourage people to reach out to our Iowa Department of Public Safety Storm Lake State Radio Communication Center.
Meteorologist Tony Fracasso of the Storm Prediction Center says part of that same storm could hit areas of Arkansas and Texas today.
The area of, most concern kind of stretches from right basically through the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
The Houston area of Texas is still recovering from last week's storms, which killed at least 8 people. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel is furious. Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they are recognizing a Palestinian state. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has ordered Israel's ambassadors from Ireland and Norway to immediately return to Israel. He spoke before Spain's announcement. Katz says Ireland and Norway intend to send a message today to the Palestinians and the whole world. Terrorism pays.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Due in court today here in the U.S., lawyers on both sides of Donald Trump's classified documents case. He wants the indictment dismissed. The judge will hear arguments today. The Biden administration is canceling student loans for thousands more borrowers through a combination of existing programs. Ukraine is announcing rolling blackouts across the nation because of Russia's attacks on Ukraine's power grid. This is AP News. A Donald Trump associate is pleading not guilty in a case in Arizona.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty to felony charges in the Arizona election interference case. Giuliani and 10 others are charged with trying to overturn Donald Trump's loss in Arizona in 2020. Authorities tried unsuccessfully for several weeks to serve Giuliani notice of the indictment against him. Appearing remotely, Giuliani said he is following proper procedures.
I do consider this indictment a complete embarrassment to the American legal system, but I've shown no tendency not to comply. I show up for every court appearance.
Giuliani's trial is scheduled to start in October, 3 weeks before Election Day. Donald Trump himself is not charged in the Arizona case, but was referred to as an unindicted co-conspirator. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Denmark are issuing a temporary ban on the Danish arm of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, citing violent behavior. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.